I'm going to open my heart wide to you today on the Line of Fire. As I do, I believe your own hearts will be stirred afresh.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Well, friends, it's one of those days here on the Line of Fire. I want to share the deep burden of my heart. I want to give you some understanding of why we do what we do, why we take the stands that we take, why we stand for the truth that we stand for, why we come to day in, day out on radio. So give me your best ear, because I believe this show could really impact your own life. What I share in my heart could ignite something afresh in yours. I won't be taking calls today, so sit back, enjoy the program. Just a few hours from now, I'll be speaking at the NIAC campus in Manhattan. You're invited to join us at 5 o'clock, the campus on Broadway. Would love to see you there. Be in New York City area for the next few days. I'll be telling you more about that later in the broadcast, but let me take a minute and do this. Let me start right here. Some of the emails that come our way, I want to encourage you with some testimonies that come our way too, but check this email out. And if you want to interact with me on our Facebook page, Ask Dr. Brown on Facebook. I'll be doing some real-time interaction as well today. Here's an email we received not too long ago. My best friend's niece is 16 and wants a sex change. She has tried to take her own life twice. The family has many issues, and my friend and I believe she is just very confused. After only 2 therapy sessions at Children's Hospital, they told her that she would have to attend 4 group therapy sessions before going forward with hormone treatments. Okay, hang on. Let me interrupt this email. This is an email we receive. Folks coming to us and saying, can you help us? Can you give us wisdom? Can you point us in the right direction? And we'll be sending some information that we trust will be helpful to this concerned individual writing to us. But please hear this. A 16-year-old girl with lots of issues tried to take her own life twice. Family has many issues. The friend and this one writing believes she's just very confused. So she goes to 2 therapy sessions at Children's Hospital. She wants to have sex change. They told her she would have to attend 4 group therapy sessions before going forward with hormone treatment. So 4 group sessions. And after 4 group sessions, then go ahead with hormone treatments. She's 16 years old. Are you kidding me? And this is what I'm asked by our emailer here. 4 sessions? Are you kidding? This kid has years of issues. She wants to go back to public school and portray herself as a boy and play football. She's a big girl. The therapist suggested that in order to keep from showering with the boys, she tell the school she has a skin condition. This is a therapist at the Children's Hospital. This is the counsel they're giving her. These are the people counseling our kids. God help us. I'm reading this email to you. I need any advice you can give. They live in Silver Spring, Maryland, or in our Seventh-day Adventist. I think they should seek a Christian therapist, but I know money is an issue. Prayers and any info would be greatly welcome. Friends, we are not going to stop standing for what is true and what is right and what is wholesome and can ultimately deliver people from suicide and ultimately help them to find peace and wholeness on the inside without having to go on hormone treatments for life and sex change surgery and everything else. There is a better way. And I tell you, there's constant resistance to standing for the truth, not just in this issue, but in 100 other areas. But by God's grace, friends, we are not backing up. By God's grace, we will continue to raise our voice like a trumpet with clarity and with compassion, speaking the truth in love. Society is hurting. The world is messed up. People are in rebellion. Our society is becoming unglued in many, many different ways. And the only solution, friends, the only solution is you and me, that we take hold of God, that the church takes hold of God, that the people of God take hold of Him afresh, turn from our sin, turn to God, and something wonderful and glorious can happen in our nation. It is time, friends, for the awakening to begin in each of us. We've got some special things I want to talk to you about. Stay with us.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome back, friends, to The Line of Fire today. This is a special broadcast. I want to share my heart. I want to give you perspective. I want you to understand why we're on the air, why we're talking about moral, cultural, spiritual revolution, why we are speaking the truth in the midst of a confused society and often a confused and compromised church. Friends, together we're making a difference. Together good things are happening. Together lives are being impacted and changed, whether it's Jewish people coming to faith, as happens on a regular basis through the gospel message that we can sow into so many hearts and so many lives, whether it's awakening happening in the lives of believers as people catch hold of who God really is and are ignited afresh with love and passion from Him and turning from sin, whether it's equipping the body to answer the tough questions of society, whatever it is, friends, by God's grace, we're making a difference. I want to thank all of you who pray for us. I want to thank especially our torchbearers, our monthly supporters who stand with us on a regular basis. I want to thank all of you who've sown in one-time gifts to help us. Thank you. Thank you. Together, we are making a difference. I'm going to share a very encouraging testimony with you in a little while. Not taking calls today, but please write this number down because we're going to have some very unique special offers, ways that you can stand with us and we can be a blessing back to you. So jot this number down, 1-800-278-9978, 1-800-278-9978. That's not to get on the program. It's to take advantage of a special offer. In fact, I'll tell you about that momentarily. 1-800-278-9978. When things that would have been considered unthinkable become mainstream, when things that you never heard about a generation ago become mainstream, when people who obviously have deep pain, deep issues now become the standard of normality, something is terribly amiss. Friends, we're not waiting for some moral crisis or social crisis or family crisis or church crisis. It has been here. It is here. More of the same is only going to produce more of the same. It is time for radical change to come, beginning with you and me. I believe you're willing. I believe you're serious. I believe that's why you're listening to this broadcast. Those of you just tuning in, great day to tune in to The Line of Fire. Okay, before I tell you about something very special that you can be part of, what are we supposed to do? Please tell me, what are we supposed to do? Randy, hello, and his wife Andrea work faithfully in our ministry. Randy sends me this note with a picture that he took from Food Lion. Food Lion in the North Carolina area is a leading supermarket grocery chain. I don't know how many other states they're in. Food Lion. They are openly gay activists. They have very clearly pledged their support for gay activism. And years back when there were some objectionable magazines that were out on different counters, we went to some of the different grocery stores, to Lowe's Food, to Harris Teeter, the other big chains here, and we got very good responses. We had managers say, hey, I was embarrassed by some of those magazines. We had and nothing to do with homosexuality. We're just talking about immorality in general, the sexualizing of women, things that just went even too far beyond what we become desensitized to already. And different ones I went in, different ones went in and talked to the store managers or the individuals, and we got very good responses consistently. My personal assistant back then was a gentleman named Eric. He and his wife Jenny are serving as missionaries now in the Philippines, some of our fire grads that are out making a difference around the world. Remember, every gift you send to our ministry, the first fruits of it we put towards world missions. The first fruits of it we put right into our missionaries who are making a difference around the world. Well, Eric was my personal assistant then, and he went into Food Lion. Also saw they had Maxim out. This is checkout counters, which most would, that'd be even more extreme in terms of its presentation and sexualizing of women. And he went to Food Lion and said, hey, you know, this is a family grocery store. This is not a bar. This is not some adult place. This is not even some men's sports club. This is a family grocery store. You know, however he approached it, this is really objectionable. Could you just put it in the magazine section and remove it from the checkout counter? They were the only ones that said no. Food Lion was the only one that said no. Well, Randy sees this special promotional that Food Lion's doing. Which manager would you want to see dress up as the opposite sex? This picture was taken February 17th. This is Food Lion. Which manager would you want to see dress up as the opposite sex? The manager that has the most money in their jar will have to dress up as the opposite sex on Saturday, March 10th. Please make your donations at the service center. All proceeds will benefit the Easter Seals. Well, nice to give to the Easter Seals, but why are you going to have someone cross this? Well, it's just a joke. Well, why that joke? Why that joke? You're already making a constant statement at Food Lion, an aggressive statement about homosexual activism and your stance on it. You've made clear that you're insensitive to... There was a community Bible study, a ladies' Bible study, and they went to Food Lion and said, hey, could you give just like this little... I mean, it's this very, very inexpensive thing. Would you like to donate that? No, we won't do that. We won't. They refused to do that. Just a community, ladies' community Bible study, which Food Lion liked to sew into that. No, but they aggressively, joyfully, proudly give to gay activism and are on public record every way they know how. They were insensitive to people asking them to remove certain offensive magazines, which other stores removed when they were asked to. And here they have a fundraising thing. Which manager will you want to see dress up as the opposite sex? Friends, I'm not going to be silent. I'm not going to back down and just go in the corner because some people are offended by this. We as God's people are not to intimidate the world, but we are to shine as light. Ephesians 5, the light exposes the darkness. The light makes things visible. I want to give you a unique opportunity. If you would like to become a torchbearer today, support the Line of Fire, support our ministry with a gift of at least $25 each month. We sew back into you. We send a new CD. In fact, this month it's actually going to be a DVD of a lecture I did at Hebrew University. It's not even available to be bought by the general public yet, but our torchbearers will get that. We send a new CD to you every month, one of my messages. We give you 15% discount on all online bookstore orders, and we give you free access to all of our online classes, three so far, but a number more to be added shortly. That's how we sew back into you. If you become a torchbearer today, we've done this very rarely. As my gift, my thank you gift for you signing up, I want to send you a copy, a signed copy of A Queer Thing Happened to America, which sells for $27.99, almost 700-page hardcover. No book like it ever been written, I know, because I immerse myself in the subject. That will be my gift, my thank you to you. Now, hang on. If you just sow into us a gift of any size, and quantities are limited, there's no hype thing, I'm serious about this. If you can't become a monthly torchbearer, for your single gift of any size, as generous as you can, we have copies, hardcover copies, I don't believe they're available anymore, of Lee Strobel's wonderful book, The Case for the Real Jesus. I believe the retail value on that was $21, $22. We have the hardcover edition. I've got a chapter on there in Messianic Prophecy. For your gift of any size, never done this before, but we want to sew back into you. For your gift of any size, we'll send you a hardcover edition of The Case for the Real Jesus. If you want to request that as a new torchbearer, you can do that. But seriously, no hype. Supplies are limited. 1-800-278-9978. That's 1-800-278-9978. Former President Carter, this is in the Huffington Post, President Jimmy Carter authors new Bible book, Answers Hard Biblical Questions. Jimmy Carter served as the 39th President of the United States, founded the Carter Center, and was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. President Carter is also a Sunday school teacher and has followed that avocation since his earliest years. So he's interviewed by Huffington Post senior religion editor Paul Brandeis Rauschenbusch, and President Carter said that for 35 years now, the last thing he does at night, every night, is read the scripture. I mean, that's certainly commendable. In so many ways, he's made clear that he has a commitment to Jesus, and that he has a commitment to scripture. And in so many other ways, there seem to be blatant contradictions of that. So he's asked the question, did God write the Bible? He says, President Carter, God inspired the Bible but didn't write every word in the Bible. We know, for instance, that stars can't fall on the Earth. Stars are much larger than the Earth. That was a limitation of knowledge of the universe or physics or astronomy at that time, but that doesn't bother me at all. He talks about Genesis 1. What about women teaching or speaking in the church? And he said, I separated from the Southern Baptists when they adopted the discriminatory attitude towards women because I believe what Paul taught in Galatians, that there is no distinction in God's eyes between men and women, slaves and masters, Jews and non-Jews. Everybody's created equally in the eyes of God. Some of you will agree with that. Some will not. And then a lot of people, this is the senior editor, religion editor of the Huffington Post, a lot of people point to the Bible for reasons why gay people should not be in the church or accepted in any way. How does President Carter, certainly an influential man, how does he, as a professing Christian and lover of the word, respond to that? I'll tell you when we come back on the other side of the break. Stand with us. Become a monthly torchbearer. Sow in a one-time gift, and we will bless you and thank you in many ways. Call right now, 1-800-278-9978. Your gifts are still being multiplied by an anonymous donor. 1-800-278-9978.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Well, I don't know about you, but I am especially enjoying the broadcast today and especially feeling the burden of the Lord, the favor of the Lord as I share with you. Thanks for being part of the broadcast. Michael Brown, welcome to the program. I'm not taking your calls today, but please join in if you've got questions, comments on our Facebook page, Ask Dr. Brown, our website, askdrbrown.org, with literally thousands of hours of free material, audio, video, and in writing that you can take advantage of. Friends, Saturday night, New York City, a special meet and greet, intimate setting, the Jews for Jesus building. We only have room for 50 people. I don't know the exact total now, but go for it. If you're going to be there, let us know. We need to hear from you. Respond by calling 704-782-3760. That's 704-782-3760. This is not if you think you're coming, if it's you're definitely coming. Or email us at info@askdrbrown.org. That's the Jews for Jesus building in Manhattan, 6 to 8 this Saturday night. We've got all the information, location, and other details on our website, askdrbrown.org. I'm sharing today why we do what we do. I want to share a very encouraging testimony with you in a little while. But first, some of the things we're facing in society, some of the things we're up against. Friends, if I'm not speaking out, who is speaking out? If I don't, and another person doesn't, and another doesn't, and this pastor is quiet, and this teacher is quiet, and this educator is quiet, and this radio personality is quiet, who is speaking out? It behooves us to speak the truth in love. Friends, being the salt of the earth is a tremendous responsibility. And if the salt loses its saltiness, what good is it? What's the good of our church services? What's the good of our preaching? What's the good of our Bible studies? What's the good of our TV and radio ministries? What's the good of our writing books and doing all this if we're not salty ourselves? If we've lost our saltiness, if we've lost our ability to bring a difference, if we've lost our ability to be a moral preservative, if we've lost our ability to be the moral conscience of society, what's the good of what we do? To remind you of what Dr. Martin Luther King said, that if the church loses its prophetic zeal, it'll become an irrelevant social club. It'll lose its moral and spiritual authority. And I've shared with pastor friends around America, you know, we should change the sign on the marquee in front of many of our buildings instead of saying First Baptist or First Assembly or First Presbyterian or whatever it is. And thank God for all the fine Baptist, Presbyterian, Assembly churches, whatever across the nation. But there are a whole lot of churches out there that do a better job of changing what's written on the marquee in front of the building, changing it to say, Irrelevant Social Club meets Sunday nights, Sunday mornings, Wednesday nights. President Carter is asked this question. He's got a new book, new Bible book. He answers hard biblical questions. The Huffington Post senior religion editor asks him, a lot of people point to the Bible for reasons why gay people should not be in the church or accept it in any way. President Carter says homosexuality was well known in the ancient world well before Christ was born, and Jesus never said a word about homosexuality. And all of his teachings about multiple things, he never said that gay people should be condemned. I personally think it is very fine for gay people to be married in civil ceremonies. I draw the line, maybe arbitrarily, in requiring by law that churches must marry people. I'm a Baptist, and I believe that each congregation is autonomous and can govern its own affairs. So if a local Baptist church wants to accept gay members on an equal basis, which my church does, by the way, then that is fine. If a church decides not to, then government laws shouldn't require them to. But hey, Jesus never said a word about it, so says President Carter. Friends, we are going to speak the truth about these issues. We are going to remind everyone that there are many things Jesus didn't speak against that we all agree are wrong. Do we therefore say that they're okay because Jesus didn't address them? Let's go further. Jesus in Matthew, the 5th chapter, beginning verse 17, says he didn't come to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law of the prophets, but he came to fulfill it. And as you read on in the Sermon on the Mount, you see he takes the moral standards and the standards of sexual purity and brings them to a higher level. Adultery can be committed in the heart. It doesn't just have to be committed outwardly. And then in Matthew 15, he says that what defiles the human being is what comes out of the heart. That's the issue, not what goes into the mouth, but what comes out of the heart. And he says one of the defiling things is sexual immoralities. Matthew 15, Mark 7, it's in the plural. Sexual immoralities, that means all sexual acts outside of marriage, and marriage was one and only. So any sexual acts, including homosexual acts, outside of marriage were considered immoral, impure, and defiling to the human being. And then Matthew 19, Jesus reinforces that marriage is the union of one man and one woman, and the two become one. And that's the way God intended it. That's the way God set it up. You know how many people are going to be confused by President Carter's book? I'm sure there'll be some good things in it. Unfortunately, many others that will not be good. The religion editor asked President Carter, Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6, how can you remain true to an exclusivistic faith or exclusivist faith while respecting other faith traditions? You ready? This is from Mr. Carter. Jesus also taught that we should not judge other people, Matthew 7:1. You know, that is the most quoted verse these days. Jesus said, don't judge. Why don't we quote where he says in John 7:24, don't judge by outward appearance, but make righteous judgment. Why don't we quote from 1 Corinthians 5 when Paul talks about judging those within the church? Why don't we talk about the fact that judge here means don't condemn, and it means don't judge superficially, and it means don't judge hypocritically, because you'll be judged the same way. But then it says, hey, you take the log out of your own eye, then you can get the speck out of the other person's eye. Jimmy Carter says, Jesus also taught that we should not judge other people and that it is God who judges people. So I'm willing to let God make those judgments in the ultimate time whenever it might come. I think judge not that you be not judged is the best advice that I will follow. Maybe it is a rationalization, but it creates a lack of tension in my mind about that potential conflict. There are many verses in the Bible that you can interpret very rigidly, and that makes you ultimately into a fundamentalist. When you think you are better than anybody else, that you are closer to God than other people, and therefore they are inferior to you and subhuman, that leads to conflict and hatred and dissonance among people when we should be working for peace. Perhaps you can work for peace without thinking that you're superior to others, without thinking that others are subhuman, but recognizing that they're wrong, that their religious beliefs are wrong, that their moral choices are wrong, and we come to them in love and compassion with a heart to serve to say God has a better way. Friends, if you value what we're doing here on the Line of Fire, I want to invite you to stand with me today in two very unique ways. Your gift of any size, and you need to call now, because seriously, supplies are limited. Your gift of any size, my thank you to you, will be Lee Strobel's book, The Case for the Real Jesus. I have a whole chapter in there with Lee on messianic prophecy. You'll find it an eye-opening, greatly faith-building book. We have the hardcover editions, which I think are out of print, but they're certainly not easy to come by. We have them. The retail value is $21, $22. Your gift of any size, my thank you to you, will be the Lee Strobel book, The Case for Real Jesus, in hardcover. Or if you become a monthly torchbearer for your gift of at least $25 a month, we need a bunch of you to stand with us and join our growing army of torchbearers, of which I am so proud and so thankful. Give yourselves a pat on the back, all of you torchbearers listening. You're making a difference with your faithfulness. If you become a torchbearer this month with your gift of at least $25 or more, I'll send you, as my thank you, my book, A Queer Thing Happened to America, signed, or the Lee Strobel book. But call right now, 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978. Thank you in advance.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Hey friends, Michael Brown here. Thanks for joining me on The Line of Fire. It's a special day. Today, it's one of those days where my heart is burning especially brightly. And I believe as you listen, you're going to catch some of that fire. You're going to catch some of that courage, that passion, that determination, that faith to make a difference. So I won't be taking calls, but you can interact with me on Facebook at Ask Dr. Brown. Ask Dr. Brown on Facebook. We can interact there. I'll be answering some questions, interacting with you in real time. Just a couple hours from now, I'll be at the NIAC campus in Manhattan. Pastors, especially if you can join me there, 5 o'clock, and then when the chapel service ends at 6, we want to be meeting with pastors and leaders that have come as well. So that's going to be 5 to 6 at the NIAC campus in Manhattan. That's on Broadway. And I'll be speaking about the spineless gospel of tolerance and acceptance. I welcome you to join me there. Can I share a testimony with you? This is some of the reason we do what we do. This is from John and Tammy. Dear Dr. Brown, simply put, thank you. But this does not even begin to express the gratitude we have. Thank you for being faithful to deliver the truth God has given you to speak. To him be the glory forever. My wife and I have been listening to you regularly for the past few months. We moved to Wisconsin about a year ago from Florida in the congregation we called home. We struggled to find the Messianic synagogue or the right church. We began to listen to messages via iTunes on Shabbat, on Sabbath. Eventually, I stumbled onto the Line of Fire, and I recognized your name for a debate I saw long ago and recognized our Messianic rabbi in Sarasota mentioned you to me at one point, and it has been such a blessing. Your soft approach without compromise began to stir our hearts in preparation of what was to come. My wife would regularly remind me we need fellowship, and I recognized and craved the accountability. We would try a church every now and then. One Thursday night, not too long ago, I decided to look up another church, settling on a Pentecostal church because neither of us had ever been to one. The next night, while welcoming in the Shabbat, the Sabbath, like any other week, we put on a message, this time discovering the rich library on your website. Friends, they're talking about our free online library with literally hundreds of hours of resources, free. As in free. Why? Because we have people who support us and who love us and help us make a difference. John says, and we clicked on Acharit. This is perhaps the most important message I've ever delivered in my life, friends, about a Hebrew word that opens up the final consequences of sin and righteousness. We clicked on Acharit. The first 30 minutes we sat still, frozen by the intensity. And by the end, something that had never happened to us. We were on our faces weeping before God. You said something like, now is the time. And we both began to confess to each other our secret sins, every lie we ever told one another, sexual sins, addictions, lusts, things we both thought would take on we take to the grave hidden in our hearts. The refiner's fire burned deep in us individually and as a couple. The power of God moved in such an awesome way that we knew we would never be the same. We emptied our shelves of the trash we used to think of as entertainment and decided to start changing the world instead of letting the world change us. There's more to the testimony I'm going to share, but friends, that's one reason we do what we do, because by God's grace, these messages and this radio program and books and other resources are making a radical difference and people are really changing. So if you just tuned in, we're doing something very unusual today. And this is not a hype thing because supplies really are limited. For your gift of any size today, be as generous as you can. Your gift of any size, I want to send you a hardcover copy. I believe these are out of print now. A hardcover copy of Lee Strobel's book, The Case for the Real Jesus. I have a whole chapter in there on Messianic prophecy. Or if you become a torchbearer, a monthly supporter, giving $25 or more per month, we'll send you the Lee Strobel book or my book, A Queer Thing Happened to America, which alone is almost a $30 book. But call right now to stand with us. Here's the number, 1-800-278-9978. That's 1-800-278-9978. Friends, together, we really are making a difference. One more time, 1-800-278-9978.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
All right, I want to share a little bit more of this testimony that was sent to us by a couple recently relocated to Wisconsin, discovered the Line of Fire broadcast, and then discovered our free online resources at AskDrBrown.org. They were radically changed. I mean radically, confessing sin, getting rid of all the junk and garbage in their house, just wanted to burn bright for the Lord. Friends, that's the power of the gospel. That's the power of the truth spoken without compromise, not some mamby-pamby excuse of a message, but I'm talking about speaking the truth in love, God touching people, changing people. That's what His Spirit does. That's what His Word does. That's what we're about. Not taking your calls. You can interact with me on Facebook at Ask Dr. Brown on Facebook, and we'll let you know about some special ways you can stand with us, and our special thank you as you do stand with us. John writes, we arrived at church Sunday morning with great expectation. Weeping through worship, we could feel the presence of God. I was amazed as I looked around at teenage kids with tears in their eyes calling out to God. I'd never seen this before. And I realized that there really is a moral and cultural revolution. Come on. Talk about it, John. God is moving, stirring our hearts and minds. And it was confirmed with supernatural confirmation that night. And he and his wife, wonderfully touched, wonderfully filled with the Spirit. He says, I write this as an encouragement. God is using you to change lives, to get his message out. If God is with you, who can be against you? We are standing with you. We are now torchbearers. Bless you. Thank you. And my biggest hope is that I'll be able to attend Fire School of Ministry next year when we save enough money. Feel free to share this note with anyone you feel it may encourage. If God can shake two sleeping, lukewarm, fat and happy Christians like us, he can shake anyone. We love you in our sweet Messiah, Yeshua. That's the power of the gospel, friends. That's why we stand. That's why we will not back down. Oh, here's another reason why we won't back down. This kind of stuff is happening day and night in our society. How about this? Check this out. UNC, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, publicly disassociates from Rush Limbaugh because of comments he made on the radio and derogatory comments he made about one woman, and he publicly apologized for those comments. All right? They publicly disassociate from Rush Limbaugh. But UNC Chapel Hill, but they pay $18,500 in speaker fees to a man branded here as hateful homosexual cyberbully Dan Savage in the report that I have. They pay him $18,500 in speaker fees. So check this out. University of North Carolina Chapel Hill paid him, homosexual activist Dan Savage, $18,500. But they announced at the same time, last week they announced that it was banning a local Rush radio station, WRDU, from mentioning Limbaugh's show during broadcast of Tar Heel basketball and football games. During our games, you cannot say a word about Rush Limbaugh shows. The university, citing Rush's rude, inappropriate, and offensive statements about Sandra Fluke, also the woman that he's spoken of derogatorily about and then apologized, also prohibits WRDU from referencing UNC or the Tar Heel Sports Network during Limbaugh's daily talk show. So they are absolutely saying we are cutting ties and we are censoring what you can and cannot say at these times. Check this out. They pay $18,500 to Dan Savage. Here are some things. On HBO, he once said he wished that all Republicans were blanking dead, later apologized. He created, there's a website mocking Rick Santorum. I don't want to give you the details of it, but it's been out for a while. The place you'd most likely go if you're looking for his website. And he did a poll among gay readers and said, hey, let's come up with a new name. And it's going to be graphics, so you got a little kid there, just turn it down for about 10 seconds. He defines Rick Santorum's last name as the frothy mixture of lube and fecal matter that is sometimes the byproduct of anal sex. This is a speaker at UNC Chapel Hill, paid $18,500. At the same time, the university has to completely disassociate from Rush because he made offensive statements about Sandra Fluke. In contrast to Limbaugh, who quickly apologized for his remarks about Fluke, when Americans for Truth About Homosexuality president Peter LaBarbera asked Savage to take down the Santorum website, he responded, "I'm asking Peter LaBarbera to go blank himself." Dan Savage referred to the Pope as the dope in Rome. So consumed was Savage with hatred for then GOP presidential candidate Gary Bauer that he traveled to Iowa to pose as a Bauer volunteer, then got sick himself and began licking campaign office doorknob staplers in an attempt to give Bauer a cold. And it goes on and on. Friends, I'm not going to keep silent. I'm not going to step back from speaking the truth when things like this are happening, when things like this are happening on our college campuses. How about this article? God help these people. God help Dan Savage. God help these people. This is Huffington Post, liberal mainstream, "When the Gender Boxes Don't Fit" by Erica Sokolauer Shane. Not exactly sure how her name is pronounced. Here's what she writes. "The first day of high school is hard enough." She's talking about being a freshman, so ninth grader, right? "Walking down the hallways, trying to find the next class, surrounded by a sea of people who look hundreds of years older." She said, "I felt like I had a red blinking sign over my head that flashed freshman every 5 seconds. When I finally reached my classroom, I was beyond relieved. I already knew my teacher, one of many perks going to the same school where your mom teaches, and I was excited about her class, Identity and Ethnic Studies." Oh, hang on. Ninth grade class, freshman class, Identity and Ethnic Studies. You remember that when you were in school? "Our first activity was a game called Stand and Declare. The teacher reads a statement. Students who feel the statement is true about themselves are instructed to stand silently. And then as the game progresses, the questions get more difficult and so on. So the first question the teacher reads is, 'Stand if you're a girl.' And Erica, her heart drops. What was supposed to be an easy question, a throwaway, a way to break the ice before delving into more personal questions, was for me a question I had been grappling with since elementary school. With what ease that teacher, herself a lesbian feminist," oh, hang on, "a lesbian feminist high school teacher teaching ninth graders about identity and ethnic studies. You tell me there's not an agenda. You tell me this teacher will not lay out things that very much go in harmony with gay activism." Well, Erica is so grieved because the teacher actually thinks that some people are boys and some people are girls. How can you put people in that box? How can you squeeze people into this idea that you're either male or female? How can you possibly do this? She says, although, yes, my sarcasm is apparent. Erica writes, "Although I was unsurprised, having lived my entire life in a world defined by a gender binary system, I was still angry that an otherwise excellent and caring teacher could so quickly alienate some of her students as a reflection of the way gender identity is taught and viewed in schools. The first and ever-present question on any school forum, male or female? The gendered bathroom system, male, female? Boys versus girls, locker rooms and sports teams?" Eric is saying, this is a horror. How can this be? "Even without looking beyond high school," she writes, "it is clear how sharply gender divides and defines student life. For many, this division is simple and their place on one side of the gender line is clear, but not for me, and I'm not the only one in this situation." Great, so then we have compassion and try to help people find wholeness because Erica is a female. She's a female. She says, "I was constantly mistaken for boy, but, you know, she didn't feel comfortable in the girls' bathroom. She'd wait till after school, even if she was in agony." That's tough. That's very tough. But that doesn't mean that we do away with male-female. You say, well, that's what she's asking for. Oh, yes. Oh, she wants things to change radically. She, you know, whether it's gender-neutral bathrooms available to all students, so we don't go there. Well, is everyone going to be comfortable? People are going there. Well, you can't have single-sex bathrooms. Got to change that. And here at the end of the article, "People who identify as genderqueer or gender variant may experience themselves as being both male and female, as being neither male nor female, or as falling completely outside their gender binary. In other words, they see the division into male and female as socially constructed and at odds with their feelings about themselves." That's got to be very tough. And you pray for wisdom to help these people. But the next article is written by Jody Sokolauer, the mother, And she says, how can we support children who don't feel comfortable identifying with the gender assigned to them at birth? I enter the discussion from two perspectives. She says, first, I am one of Erica's lesbian moms. Oh, Erica has two moms. Is it possible that has contributed to her gender identity confusion? She has two moms. Isn't this more common in a home with two moms or two dads? What's the solution? Turn society upside down based on the needs of these troubled people. That's another reason, friends, we don't back down. That's another reason we continue to stand for what is right, regardless of cost or consequences. We must. We're making a difference here. Let's do it together. Back with more.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks, friends, for joining us on this special broadcast here on the Line of Fire. Not taking calls today, interacting still on Facebook at Ask Dr. Brown. If you're in New York City, remember, this Saturday night, 6 to 8 in the evening, I'll be doing a special meet and greet at Jews for Jesus. I believe there's still room, but you need to call to tell us that you're coming or email because it's RSVP. We only have room for 50 people. We're going to have a special night together. I'm going to share some of my testimony, some of the vision for Moral Culture Revolution Revival, some of why I'm on the radio. I'm going to ask you some questions. You get to do an Ask Dr. Brown with me. We'll receive a love offering to help with our ministry work, and I'll be signing some books as well. Call now to let us know you're coming, 704-782-3760. That's 704-782-3760. Or you can email us at info@askdrbrown.org. Not if you think you're coming. If you're definitely coming, let us know. info@askdrbrown.org. 6 to 8 this Saturday night, Jews for Jesus building in Manhattan. Directions, more information on my website, askdrbrown.org. Sharing my heart honestly with you today, friends, sharing why we do what we do, some of the needs that come our way, some of the testimonies that come our way, some of the conviction that burns in me. We cannot back down. We cannot take our foot off the gas. It's an urgent day. It's an urgent hour. Jesus is at work. The Holy Spirit is at work. Satan, the forces of darkness at work. There's always a conflict. There's been a conflict since the world was created. Since man fell, there's been a conflict. It increases in intensity. That's why we must stand. That's why we do what we do. One of our torchbearers, one of our monthly supporters, sent me from High Point Enterprise opinion from High Point, North Carolina. Vote no for Amendment 1. This is vote against the marriage amendment. Byron Godfrey had this position. If we lived in a theocracy like the Pharisees of the first century, maybe we could legislate morality. But we live in a great land where laws are made to protect minorities. If you are not sure what Jesus thought about the Pharisees, read Matthew 23. In verse 4, I see a parallel to how governmental leaders and others like to burden helpless minorities with laws like don't ask, don't tell. And just when I think we are emerging into the 20th century with the repeal of don't ask, don't tell, and Proposition 8, here come more Pharisees with a proposed amendment to our North Carolina Constitution. I would like to hear from someone who thinks this is just what our time-honored Constitution needs. Friends, the idea that affirming marriage is the union of a man and woman is burdening helpless minorities is grotesquely wrong. Marriage is the union of a man and woman for many reasons, not only because it is established by God, but because it is what makes society work, and it is the only institution that joins a child with the kid's mom and dad, which is the best environment for the kid and therefore the best for the society. The people who want to change this are the ones who have to come with an argument, not the ones who say that we are standing for what has always been, and we don't want our kids taught that two moms is or two dads is the same as a mom and a dad. And we don't want to happen what's happened in Canada, where homeschooling parents may have it as law that they're not allowed to teach against homosexual practice in their homeschool lessons. And we don't want people fired from their jobs because they take issue with homosexual activism and get branded as bigots and intolerant. This is anything but violating the Constitution. This is anything but being religious hypocrites. Jesus himself said marriage is the union of a man and woman, and that's the way God intended it from the beginning, and the two become one. And there's uniqueness in male-female union and the unity that comes out of that that can only happen with a man and woman, which is why marriage is two people, not one person like the woman who recently married herself, yes, here in good old America, or like the polyamorist or polygamist who say multiple loving relationships are best. No, there's a reason that it's two. It's because it's the union of a man and a woman. Another writer, James Kessler in High Point. This is an opinion page. Protect our religion from the government. I was young, but now I'm old. I've never thought I would see the day when it would be against the law to use the name of Jesus in our public places, as the ACLU is trying to force us to do, even in our own Christian nation, the USA. Well, here's an editorial standing up for freedom of religion, but the one editorial or letter to the editor about the marriage amendment here, this particular one, vote no for Amendment 1. Friends, here in North Carolina, make sure you've got May 8th down on your calendar. May 8th. That's the day where we vote to have this in our Constitution, that marriage is the union of a man and a woman. This way, some activist judge cannot overthrow it and cannot change everything and turn it upside down. Someone says, but it's not right for the majority to vote on the rights of the minority. Number one, we're not talking about rights. We're talking about the definition of marriage. That's the first thing. And we're talking about what's best for kids. Let's talk about kids' rights. But if the majority cannot vote on the rights of the minority, then anything goes. I addressed this some days ago. But let me address it again. Then any minority group can put forth anything, and if they put it forth, then the majority can't vote against it. What kind of nonsense is that? What kind of illogicality is that, friends? What's so mind-boggling is you say these simple things, you know, marriage is the union of man and woman. You get branded as hypocrite. Some guy writes the other day and says, yeah, Kirk Cameron and Michael Brown, they are accomplices to murder. Yeah, they are accomplices to murder. And you know, some gay teen website railing on me. I don't know what dumb blank school this guy got his doctorate from, and who is this Michael Brown? They're accomplices to murder. Because gay kids are killing themselves over these things. Gay kids are killing themselves because of issues they're going through that we want to be as sensitive as we can to and reach out to them and love them and help them. And the message of Jesus is what they need more than anything. The message of Jesus that saves from death and saves from suicide and saves from depression. I'm not going to let someone use them as pawns in a social agenda to try to advance a social agenda. No, friends. We're going to stand for what's right. We are going to speak the truth in love. But we need your help to do it. Would you stand with us? We were able to raise significant funds earlier in the year, and we need to continue to move forward with that because this anonymous donor stepped forward again, that every $100 that comes in, he turns into $150. So we received a gift, large or small. We put it towards radio. That's the only place it can go to be multiplied. We put it towards this broadcast. It's multiplied. So we're doing something special. Any gift of any size, be as generous as you can. My thank you, this just today, because we have limited supplies, we'll send you a copy of Lee Strobel's book in hardcover, The Case for the Real Jesus. I've got a chapter in there on messianic prophecy as well. Or if you become a torchbearer, this month, today, if you become a torchbearer, monthly support at least $25 or more per month, we'll send you a signed copy of A Queer Thing Happened to America or the Lee Strobel book. But you need to do that today to take advantage of this. Call 1-800-278-9978. If you value our voice, if you value what I'm doing, if you value the impact that we're having, stand with us. Your gift, large or small, will help us to continue to make a difference. 1-800-278-9978. One more time, 1-800-278-9978. Or go online, become a torchbearer online at AskDrBrown.org. My bottom line today, the more people try to silence us, the more society tries to push us in the closet, the more Satan himself tries to intimidate us, the more we will speak, the more we will act, the more we will stand up for what is right, and the more Jesus will be exalted.